We're doing this in just a matter of days. Tomorrow, we're going to have the lads from Stolen City come in because we had this idea earlier on in the week that we wanted to create the very first Rugby World Cup song, but we didn't want to sing it because...
No, we don't have good voices, Graham.
And the last time we did a sports song, people are very passionate about their sports team, we got a lot of hate.
I didn't leave my house.
Because of our voices, though, not because of the song. I thought if we got a professional singer, it would have been all right.
Yeah, Stolen City, they have great voices. They're great lads. So as you said, they're going to come on the show tomorrow.
They're going to be in here tomorrow. We're going to record it tomorrow. During the show, we're going to do a bit of a workshop. This is their song, Coming Home, that they've given us. It's so nice that we're going to change the lyrics to. Have a listen to it.
Spend some long days waiting on you to come around.
It's good. It's catchy.
Once again, the Fully Charged listener, they're helping us out big time, Graham. They're helping write the lyrics with us.
I suppose this is the biggest ever writing room. Because we're sitting down now, we're all working with this together. We're all trying to come up with lyrics to the song. Yesterday on the show, I said, first line of the song. It's time to go to the land of the rising sun. Let's get aboard the Irish bandwagon. That's all we had. And then we were getting a few suggestions.
I had my lyrics in, Graham. Rory Best will do his best. I want to eat strawberries off Johnny Sexton's chest.
It's in the maybe pile.
Maybe pile, lovely.
We left the phone lines open. Last night I sat down. I started stitching them together. And a few of them so far that we can say have gone in. Yesterday, Nikki said, win, lose or draw, we love you, Robbie Henshaw.
Oh, that's a feel-good one. There's some Robbie injured at the moment.
That's in for now. It's in for now. There's a draft made up. It's in for now. We need to get this finalised by the end of the day.
We got a great message in from John. Oval balls, line out calls and buying cheap iPhones from Japanese stalls.
Oh. It's in.
That has to be in.
Kira, Bundiaki, stay away from the sake.
Has to be in.
It's in. Dave suggested one. Throwing it sideways, don't ever throw it forward. He said Robbie Henshaw or Johnny Sexton. I put in Jacob Stockdale, going to get us on that scoreboard.
Yeah.
We also got a voice message from Jason this morning.
Kian Healy has the crowd doing wheelies. With the crest on his chest, it's our Rory Best. Simon Zeebo, he's our hero. I'm gonna be late for work cause the traffic in town is crap, guys.
A couple of things there. Sense. What a beautiful voice.
It's a great voice. Now, that does sound very different to the song we're going to be using.
And also, Simon Zeebo, he may be our hero, but he's not going to the World Cup as he's not in the squad.
He's over in France.
But my God, Jason, an absolutely fantastic suggestion.
Stuart says, Conor Murray's in a hurry. I'm at home supporting with my curry.
I like it. Nathan, you also want to get something about Johnny Sexton and eating strawberries off his chest. And Gavin's on the line. You think he can help?
Yeah, I just tweaked it a bit, yeah.
Go on. What is it?
Ireland won't take second best.
So what's the full lyrics?
So the full lyric is, I want to eat strawberries off Johnny Sexton's chest and Ireland won't take second best.
Oh, no, guys!
It won't.
Has that moved from the maybe pile to the definitely pile?
It's moved. If there was a pile in between, it's getting there pile.
Okay.
It's definitely getting there. How do you feel about putting lyrics about eating strawberries off Johnny Sexton's chest, Gav?
They ain't seem pretty keen on it, so I thought I'd help them out.
Are we just humouring them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, I wouldn't mind a lyric of mine in the song, if I'm honest.
Well, it's in the maybe-ish pile. Thanks very much, Gavin.
Pile. Thank you, Gavin.
Natasha's on the line. Natasha, you have a line for us. What is it?
So I was just spinning some lyrics there. So, Ireland's call, oval ball. What you gonna do when we beat the ball? Ireland, come on, y'all. Give it hell when you're in the mall.
Oh, come on! Wow! Are we speaking to Snoop Dogg? Are we speaking to Dr. Dre?
Oh,
what can I say?
It's like I'm listening to 8 Mile. This is insane.
I loved when you said y'all.
Yeah.
Got me going.
Classic Japanese slang there. I love it. Natasha, it's definitely going to be considered. We have to fit it in somewhere. But Natasha, thank you so much for entering the writer's room this morning. Bye-bye.
No worries.
See you, Natasha.
Guys. Hi.
This is good. We're getting somewhere.
There's real passion.
It's energy. This is the biggest ever writer's room for a song. We can't but fail.
And you know what? Like, you can't have
people... Oh, no, we can't fail. Sorry, I did the wrong one. No, we can't but fail. Yeah, we can't fail.
Did
we
you
can't
say we're going to fail?
Yeah, basically. We will not fail. So, okay, we're going to put it all together. Tomorrow morning on the show, Stolen City will be in. And hopefully by the end of tomorrow's show, we'll have the greatest ever World
and
Cup.
We can't fail.
As we can't fail.
We are going
we
to fail.
We can't but fail.
We'll try and fail.
Boys.
We have Stolen City in the studio.
What's the story?
Oh, wow. First of all, guys, it's like One Direction entered the building. Fans outside, the paparazzi, was it hard to get in?
I had to tell me, Ma, put the phone down, okay? Stop taking photos of me.
Lads, thank you so much for coming in. You are, of course, going to help us write the very first Rugby World Cup song. What's the vibe? Are you excited to get involved? Are you nervous? What's going on?
Oh, it's a mixture of everything. We're like really excited to do it. Like, we're just buzzing to get it done, get it out there and see how it turns out.
As I described, it's like we're in the Beatles right now. Something momentous is going to happen this morning, and I was hoping that you all were going to bring your A game, but Slippers, a little birdie told me you're up quite late last night playing snooker. Is your head in the game?
My head's always in the game. Always.
Okay, I smell the confidence. It's borderline arrogance, Chris.
Over the last couple of mornings, we have been getting suggestions as to what the verses should be, because you are, of course, giving us your song Coming Home to Use and change the lyrics. The problem is, you already have a very catchy chorus on it. This is that chorus.
So I'm coming home.
Now, we have got a lot of verse suggestions. We haven't got any chorus suggestions, and we worry about that because it's already very catchy.
Yeah.
We see an issue with that. We can't come up with anything catchier. Dave, would it be possible that you could go away and workshop maybe 15, 20 minutes and come up with something a little bit more catchier than that?
Yeah, we have a few ideas now that we're thinking of that we're going to hopefully throw out there. And hopefully it works, but yeah, we'll definitely be able to work on it.
You've gone away. You've had a little workshop. So do you want to kind of give us what you've come up with?
Okay, so as you said, we had the problem with the English World Cup song, so we said we'd change it up a little bit, but not much, and we thought of Bring It Home.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Here we go, ready?
Yeah. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, so bring it home. So bring it home. Yeah, the shakers, so bring it home. So bring it home.
I think that works. I think that does
work.
That
really complimented my egg shaking. I have to say, that was great. Did you guys come up with that, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, there wasn't a lot to change. But
it makes a big difference, though.
When it happened.
So right now, we did the chorus earlier on in the show, but we're going to get the first verse and chorus of the song. So listen, if you did suggest any lines, let's see, did any of your lines make the song? Stolen City, over to you. This is, I'm very excited and also apprehensive because this is the first thing people are going to hear, the first verse.
Are you nervous, guys? What if I listen to this and I think it's dreadful?
You just like revert it back to your Euro song.
Bailey, you are misbehaving this morning.
Well, I was not expecting that now.
On that bombshell.
Maybe he thinks he's a king on that box.
Things are getting heated.
So Ian's out of the band anyways now.
Boys, over to you.
Right, here we go. We do.
It's time to go to the land of the rising sun. Let's get on board the Irish bandwagon. The four provinces taking over Tokyo. With Keane Healy wearing a green kimono. Got Japan, Konnichiwa. We love.
Yeah.
We lose or draw, we love Henshaw. Woo! Here we go, boys. 1, 2, 3, so bring it home.
Love this band, Stolen City. I've been there from day one in your careers. I made you guys. And all I want in this song is for my line to make it. I want to eat strawberries off Johnny Sexton's chest. Now, you've sang us the first verse and the chorus, and I'm not hearing it. And it's like Brexit at the moment. We also had Kieran Mulvey while that song was in.
The Ryanair guy.
Yeah, just to try and actually help this dispute. So, what's going on?
Right, so, I'll be honest with you, right? Cathy, Sinead, Sandra, Orla, Eleanor and Craig all text in, and they said...
He had that written down,
sushi,
by the way.
Instead of sushi, strawberries. Oh. So,
it flows really much sorry. Better than strawberries. It does, strawberries yeah. just didn't work at all.
And it's Japanese.
But
Nathan.
What are we doing with the sushi?
We're eating off Johnny's chest. So you still get the Johnny thing, so...
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
So what does that sound like?
Okay, we'll give it a go now, right?
And come on, show heart. I want to actually believe it. I want to feel like the sushi's in my mouth.
Here we go.
Stop laughing. Will you get a grip? Come on. This is live radio. You're a professional. Let's You're Bob Geldof. This is Band-Aid.
We got Japan, konnichiwa.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, we love Henshaw.
Get ya.
He's big, he's strong, he's Rory Best.
You better believe it.
Eating sushi off Johnny's chest.
I smell a number one here.
Are you happy with that?
I am happy with it. Stop laughing when you're going to that.
Slippers, Bailey and Dave, we now need the second verse. How are we feeling about the second verse?
This is nervous. This is nerve-wracking. This is. It's a big moment.
Are we happy
well,
with
I won't
it?
Get it wrong.
Okay, so yeah, in the first verse, Dave, you were singing. So now, Slippers, you're going to sing the second verse.
I'm taking the reins for this one.
What do you sound like? What's your... Is it like caramel, your voice?
It'd be more angelic.
Oh, beautiful.
Angelic, yes, yes.
Okay, well, wow. we get to it.
Yeah, let's I'm confident anyways.
This is going to be the second verse of our Rugby World Cup song, Stolen City. Take it away.
1, 2, 3. Throw it sideways, don't ever throw it forward. Jacob Stockton's gonna get us on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
He'll drive his son, his name is Bundyaki. But just one thing, let's don't take it to the sacky.
Win, lose, or draw, we love Henshaw. Smith's got Sexton on his brain. Rob Kearney's tan is pretty insane.
It's good.
Yeah.
So bring it home.
We've got your first verse, the second verse, the chorus. We now need a bit of a breakdown. Mm. I've got every good song
it's
has a breakdown.
It's very important to break down.
Doesn't yeah, it? Every true. Good song is a breakdown. So, guys, once we get this breakdown, I think the song is all there, and then we just need to piece it together in order. Mm. At the end of the show, I think we're going to do a full version of it. But now, can we hear the breakdown? Okay, I think this includes a lot of people's suggestions that got in contact with the show.
I heard a little bit of your breakdown. I did hear you just rehearse it. Mm. And I'm concerned because, Dave, you were shouting olive ball. So is everything okay?
I'm fine. I said, I'm fine. This is fine.
Oval balls.
There's lots of tongue twisters in this here. So, bear with us.
Yeah. Okay, guys, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Yeah. We go 1, 2, 3.
So bring it home. So bring it home. So bring it home. So bring it home.
Here we go. There's slippy oval balls, dodgy lineup calls, buying cheap iPhones from Japanese stalls, and Joey Cabri will miss the cavalry, but there's no need to worry, we've got Peter Romani. There we go.
That's amazing. That's it.
I missed the olive balls.
Olive balls is fair, wasn't
it? There's our breakdown. I think, lads, we may just have a Rugby World Cup song. We've had a couple of changes this morning, guys. You've workshopped it, you've gone out, you've practiced, you've come in, you've sang some of the lyrics for us, and now we've put it all together. And here we go.
I feel like we're at the X Factor judges' houses. Yeah. Graham with the grey hair looks like Louis Walsh. And I'm Sunita in the leaf dress. So, guys, please, no mistakes, okay? I'm looking at you, Dave. You've been playing snooker up until four in the morning.
Yeah.
Please, now, I want professionalism.
This is exciting. I'm very excited to hear it all in one go. Guys.
Should I bother with the egg shaker?
Bring it in.
When should I bring it in? Just 3/4 mark?
When we say about eating sushi.
Okay, yeah, but eating sushi on Johnny's chest.
If I mess it up, I'm going to blame you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, boom, take it away.
Time to go to the land of the rising sun. Let's get on board the Irish bandwagon. The four provinces taking over Tokyo. With Kennedy wearing a green kimono. We've got Japan, Konnichiwa. When lose or draw, we love Hensha.
Here we go, 1, 2, 3, so bring it home.
So bring it home.
Yeah.
So bring it home. So bring it home.
Throw it sideways, don't ever throw it. Forward. Jacob Stockstill's gonna get us on the scoreboard. He'll drive his son, his name is Bundy Ackie. But just one thing, let's stay away from Saki.
We've got Japan, Kunishiwa. Win, lose, or draw, we love Henshaw. Smith's got Sexton on his brain. Rob Kearney's tan is pretty insane.
Oh, yeah.
So bring it home.
Oval balls, dodgy line-out calls, buying cheap iPhones from Japanese stalls, and Joey Cabri will miss the cavalry, but there's no need to stress, we've got Peter Romani, hey! We've got Japan, Konnichiwa, win, lose, or draw, we love Henshaw, he's big, he's strong, he's Rory Best. We'll eat sushi off Johnny Sexton's chest.
Yummy.
Tasty.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. So bring it on. Come on, let's hear it.
So bring it on. So bring it on. So bring it on.
Here we go, lads. Let's hear it. Shake it.
So bring it on. So
building.
Yep. Stolen
again.
City.
Again,
that
let's
was
do it again.
Absolutely incredible.
The energy in this room right now. Wow. Unreal.